What is up, ladies and gentlemen? This is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's Diego. It is Pi Day, so naturally we're going to start with a song about circles. Yes, I'm getting... Yes, yes. Okay, do you have everything? Sorry, okay. Okay. Yeah, right. What's your pie joke? I'm speaking with the previous show, which is called... It's called To Whom It May Concern.
I was speaking my meandering...
Hi everyone.
This is Izzy. I was meandering around campus today, and I was communicating my directions as if I was walking around a unit circle, for example.
Wow.
It was great.
Are you a math major?
No.
Oh. But you know your unit circle.
Oh, I love my unit circle.
Let's go. So happy to think about it. We were just talking about Euler's identity today or whatever. The one that's like with imaginary numbers, and if you put, what is it?
Are you real?
No, I graduated. I'm a community member. I'm an old man now. Yeah.
Are you a math major?
I was, yeah.
Wait, and your shirt does say...
Yeah, I'm wearing my mathletic department shirt. It says 3.1415. Right? I know. You gotta fully send it. At my workplace, actually, we had a Pi Day celebration, and everyone brought in pies and like tried them all. I hate pie. Like, I just like, it's so like custardy. It's so wet. It's warm. Yeah, you get me, Izzy.
Blackberry pie. Okay, I do like it.
This is the craziest intro to this show, by the way. This is insanely cool. Okay, so I don't want to keep you guys too long, but take care, guys. Nice to meet you. I'm Diego. Nice to meet you. That was To Whom It May Concern? ? That's what it's called? Okay, that was To Whom It May Concern. They're on 9 p.m. Thursdays every other week, I think, so check it out. Good stuff. They had good tunes coming in, when I came in, at least. I don't know what the rest of the show was like. No, I'm sure it was great. They can still hear me as they're walking down the stairs. Anyway, here is Sphere by Laszlo. I'm on an aux 1. I always forget which one actually has the bass. But anyway, here's Sphere by Laszlo. I'll have some stuff to say about it after we get it kicking. Let's go. Aw, yeah, baby. Okay, that was Sphere by Laszlo. It actually does have nothing to do with circles, but it's called Sphere, so ta-da. Also, kind of fun thing about that track. Oh, it was playing the next song on accident. If I check this, yeah, so this is on the EP Liftoff by Laszlo, which came out in 2018. This track, however, Sphere, came out much earlier on its own, and Laszlo took like a really long break from music production, or not a break, but from production, but a break from releasing at least, and then came out with his EP called Liftoff, or his album? Let's see. Laszlo, Sphere. Trying to get my factoids right before I do this. Yeah, Liftoff is an album, not an EP. And Sphere itself as a single came out, let's see, view album, 2016. Yeah, so like two and a half years prior, still made the album later, along with a couple of other tracks that were kind of released a lot earlier in Laszlo's career and then added to this album, including Better and Gravity. And Airglow, I think. I think Airglow is like one of his first tracks. Anyway, yeah, Laszlo's very great, very kind of boundary pushing, I would say. This album itself, once it came out at 2018, was like pretty good. The track that I just played, Sphere, was one of the first tracks that did like a lot of emphasis on like white noise arpeggiators. So you hear like a lot of these really like sparkly kind of sound effects throughout the entire track, and then also a lot of like emphasis on putting, like, you would isolate the reverb of a track and then add effects to that reverb and not the main thing, so like kind of only the echo that you hear in a cathedral building, right? Like, they don't take the main sound, they just take that like hollow echo and then they put a bunch of effects on that. So when Sphere first came out, people were kind of like, what is this guy doing, it's crazy. And it still, it sticks to me. I remember it coming out, it was 2016, I guess. Yeah, that's a long, long time ago. And I still remember being like, dude, this guy's doing something with the synth and it's different from everyone else. Anyway, I don't know why I went off on that tangent, but, well, I do. It's because I'm really passionate about music, hence I have a radio show where I can ramble about it without really knowing what I'm talking about at all. But you guys don't need to know that last part. I'm an expert. Anyway, yeah. How are we doing, everyone? Let's see. You got the Pi Day recap, I guess, from my work. You've probably that last group was so cool. They were so cool. If you're still listening, you guys all rule. I hope you have a great walk home and a great spring break. All the students listening, spring break is coming up. I'm pretty sure this Monday. So have fun. I know I'm going to DC for a little bit to hang out with my ex-housemate, but forever friend. And yeah, it's going to be a fun time. We're going to check out DC. I've never been, so that should be pretty cool. He also has two cats. Really excited to meet them. And I'm, like, excited to see him, too. But, like, the cats are really, really cool. My housemate left to go to New York to hang out with his girlfriend for a little bit. He will be dealing with cockroaches because she has an infestation right now. So he has been summoned to dispel all of the cockroaches. We will see how this goes, and I'm very excited to hear the stories. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Work is work. Life is it's lifing-ish. We might get into that more later. What else do we have? We have the new Rez album. Sorry, I'm jumping between my life and music, but the new Rez album dropped today, not tomorrow, which is usually, you know, like release radar Friday, but kind of weird to do a Thursday release, honestly, but it's really good. I didn't check it out until after work, but wow, you can really tell how far Rez has come in production. Like, I was a little nervous hearing that she mentioned that this album wasn't going to have any vocalists on it, like no vocalist collabs, and that kind of made me upset because some of my favorite tracks by her have vocals in them. I think Taste of You with Dove Cameron is really good. It's like one of my favorite tracks by Rez. And there's also the one with Alice Glass called Not Enough. Yeah, Not Enough. Just like an incredible track. And she does a great job mixing the vocals too in that track. So hearing that she was kind of stepping away from that was a little bit like, oh man, I've been liking these tracks. But she really, really wanted to emphasize. Actually, I might even just play the Instagram real a little bit ago, but she is excited for this album. Like, she feels it's like very much in theme with what her music has always been, what she's always been going for, and I think she hit it on the mark for sure. Like, I was listening to it and you can just hear there's like a lot higher quality just production and organization and like all the track. I don't know, it's really good compared to some of her older stuff, which was definitely groundbreaking but a little bit, I don't know if like monotonous is the right way, but especially when mid-tempo stuff like what Rez makes was kind of coming into the scene, a lot of it kind of sounded the same. Like, it was very drony, very slow, and a lot of like kind of like modulating LFOs a little bit, so you get like a slightly faster synth, I guess, as it plays. So it's like dot 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 kind of thing. I feel like the guy from Spaceballs, if you've ever seen it, who's at the radar, he's like, I've got the beeps, the sleeps, and the creeps, you know, that guy. Okay, anyway, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, so her production has gotten really good. It's really strong. It's a really tight album. It's really themed. It's compact. It doesn't seem to ever like leave the space and setting that it's creating. And some of the, there's a lot of collabs on it, and I think she did a great job with like collaborating and adding her own style as well as like incorporating the person that she collaborated with. She did another collab with Eddie. They had one in the past called Time. It's very good. It's very panny, if I remember correctly. It goes all over your head. She has a collab with Enzo, who caught me off guard. Enzo is definitely, he's a little bit more like Grizz, you know, he makes these really like funky, jazzy kind of like electronic beats, and hearing that he collabed with Rez was wild. Also, the collab is really weird. Like, it's, you can tell which parts Enzo worked on, but it's just not his style, so very, very interesting there. We'll get to that. God, I've been talking for so long. Maybe we should just play some music, but God, it's good. Maybe, you know what, I selected a few. We'll start with Everywhere, Nowhere, Rez, and Blank. This is the second track from the album. The album is called Can You See Me? Definitely recommend checking it out. It goes crazy. Here is Everywhere, Nowhere with Rez and Blank. just crazy track and super fun. It was the first one that was like, I think it was the last release prior to the album coming out. Like it was a single release and then the full album came out. And I kind of waited till the album came out to listen to it. So hearing it on my ride home tonight was really fun because I like Blank. I think he does a really great job with his like high pitched synths. And obviously I am a huge fan of Rez. I found a tweet that Rez made about the album. I'm not going to play the audio clip just on my phone because I don't know how well that will go through. But the two tweets that I found are, the first one is, warning, this will be the heaviest album of mine. Typically, I sprinkle some singable songs into my projects, but this one, nope. It's just intended to be heavy and dark, industrial and rhythmic. It's a collaborative AF project and def the nastiest one of mine yet this Thursday. And then later, she just said, holy, something I can't say on air, my album Can You See Me is out now. Rez is very usually laid back, I would say. Like, she's exciting when she talks about her music, but, like, I think she has this very, like, cool, reserved persona, you know? And she's losing it a little bit on this album. Like, every time a track comes out, she's showing it to people in, like, Bluetooth speakers at, like, a Walmart, you know? Like, there's some videos of that and, like, sending it to her mom and stuff. And, like, she's really hyped about it. And it's fun to see because she's come a long way in the past, like, God, it's been, like, 10 years now. Yeah, really, really fun to see. Definitely check out the rest of the album. There, as on the note of her saying, like, the nastiest album or nastiest project yet, one of the tracks is so cool. It is so cool. It is called Exorcism by Rez and Kavari. I've never heard of Kavari. They're pretty small. Oh, I have a song by Kavari. They are a pretty small producer, but they've done a Rez remix before. They did a Blue in the Face remix, which is definitely their most popular song. But yeah, this track is kind of crazy. It makes sense now that Kavari did a remix of Blue in the Face because it sounds so organic. Like I have no idea how to describe it, but like I'm not gonna play it on air because I genuinely don't think it's everyone's cup of tea. Like it's not music in my opinion. It's just a really cool experiment in synthesis. But it sounds really cool. So if you're interested in like lots of mechanical sounds and a lot of like organic sounds and all kinds of funky stuff, check it out. I think it's really impressive how many effects they kind of packed on without making it sound muddy. Like all the peaks of the sounds sound very crisp, which is hard to do. Usually the more effects you put onto something, the more the waveform kind of just like stabilizes and muddles out. And then you start getting like everything starts to kind of sound the same. So you have to be really careful about it, and it's executed really well here. Like, I usually when I'm listening to tracks, I can try and pick apart a sound and try and figure out what they did to do it. No shot here. Like, I have no idea. Maybe, you know what, just for a reference, so it's not just me, like, talking about it, we're gonna play, like, 10 seconds of it. So this is 10 seconds of Exorcism by Rez and Kavari. It sounds sick. Maybe we'll skip a little bit ahead, too. But I don't want to scare anyone. It is a spooky album. Let's try that. No more pain, I just... God, it rips, dude. It is so cool. It's like you can hear you can almost see the wave, you know, like there's peaks. Oh, I love it. It's great. I'm not even gonna log that one in Spinatron, but I will probably be listening to it a little bit later. This isn't like what I listen to in my spare time. That like I do listen to some weird stuff in my spare time, but I wouldn't be like looping this track. But I do think it's a really cool project. Yeah, anyway, I just remember being on the shuttle ride home from my day job, and then that just came in and like annihilated my eardrums, and it was good. It felt good, man. It ruled. Let's get some other Rez stuff on here while we're here. I think I'll play Cut Me Out. Great collab with Digital Ethos. I don't think I have anything with Digital Ethos. They're also a pretty smaller producer, I should say. 20,000 monthly listeners. They'll be playing in New York with Rez on July 6th. Well, Dana, I'm visiting you around July 6th. Just a heads up. Anyway, sorry. That's my friend in New York. But Cut Me Out, really great track, and I really like how this track kind of evolves from Rez's very classic like mid-tempo into this new house that I feel like ISO is kind of bringing into the mix of this, like, not like creepy house or like horror house or not even really like mid-tempo house, but it's a very like almost like like gang house. I don't know how else to put it, but it gets there, and then it kind of stabilizes into a slower groove at the end, which makes this a really good track for DJs because it has like three separate sections in it. So a DJ can use it to go from mid-tempo to this like gang house, or gang house into the like smooth outro, which if I remember correctly is not like a Jersey, but it's more like an acid beat. Anyway, just something to pay attention to. It's also kind of funny that this is a mid-tempo song that evolves into a house song, because there's like a joke in the music producer world that house and mid-tempo are like constantly at odds for becoming like the most popular electronic genre, because like house songs are like, you know, David Guetta or like Noctua, or like there's so much variety in house that it captures a huge audience. And then with mid-tempo, it's like, it's just such like a nice bassy sound that like most people who enjoy electronic music they like mid-tempo. And so like all the artists are always like, oh, for my 2024, I'm looking forward to like eliminating mid-tempo from the genre pool, or I'm looking forward to eliminating house from the genre pool and stuff like that. And it's just fun to hear a track go from one to the other, kind of despite all that drama. I also am going to try one thing real quick where I swap the auxes and play a little bit of Sphere again, if you don't mind. I just want to check the bass in here and remember which aux is right, because I want this to be fun for me too. What's wrong with that? So here's the song we led with, just for a second. Okay, we're back. Yeah, that's the one. It's aux 2. Aux 2 has the bass. Never let me forget. Someone tell me to tattoo it to my forehead. No, don't do that. I am looking for a tattoo, though. I'm planning one. We're working on it. I had a really good idea, and then I don't think I can go with it, so I'm working on other ones, and there's like different lyrics from different songs that I really like, and been trying to get a design that I like, but I am not artistic, so this is kind of hard. Maybe I'll have to outsource to someone who I can actually like use a pen. But anyway, now that we've got the bass in here as well, here is Cut Me Out with Rez and Digital Ethos. Sorry for so much talking this time too. I'm just, yeah, you know how it is. Such a fun track. Super cool. I was also way off. At the end, it totally switches into more of like a jungle shuffle or like a tribal shuffle instead of, I don't even remember what I said. I think I said like an acid beat. It's definitely a lot more percussive than that. Something to talk about that too, if you're interested in production, or who knows, maybe, I don't know why else you would listen to this show unless you're either A, one of my confidants, or B, if you're interested in production. So since I'm sure there's many in the first set, well, many percentage wise, and few in the second set, I would bet, I'll try and keep this short, but when you're making a song, make it easier to be played live by giving it a longer intro and a longer outro. Yes, in listening it's going to be a little bit like, oh, okay, but like a person can skip the intro or outro if they don't like it. For a DJ, it helps a lot to have more time to transition into something. And at the end of that track, right, like the second drop kind of fades from this house beat without like a really muted kick, you know, and there's no snare really, no claps, it's just very like four to the floor beat. And then it kind of evolves into this like jungle tribal shuffle thing. And that is, that allows the DJ then to make the decision to either start fading into something like a more house track, or to take it more in that direction to maybe some like UK drill or something like that. So, kind of adding those breakpoints in your tracks, as well as giving them a little bit of a longer intro and a little bit of a longer outro. And especially if the intro and outro sound slightly different from the song, like another really important part of Cut Me Out is that it has an ascending outro, right? Like throughout the entire end of the song, it's rising still. You hear the pitches heightening on some of those like siren sounds and stuff. And it's building anticipation for the next track, or it lets you kind of go directly into another build, maybe directly into another drop, or maybe you just let it release and go for another build. But it's building tension all the way up until the end of the track. Really cool. Really nice. Very excited to hear that track in live sets. Maybe we can take a res break for a second. I've got one more I want to play on the show. It is the Eddie collab. But actually, let's check the rest of the album, make sure there's nothing else I want to play on the show. Dysphoria with Holly, super good. Oh, Open Your Eye with Cyclops is really good too. And we already played Black Ice because it's crazy. I think we played Black Ice. Earlier, like a couple shows ago, but yeah, we'll take a quick res break for a second. You know what, it's a perfect time for the PSA, so let's do that. Organ donation, no. Home fires, oh boy. Every 8 minutes every day, the American Red Cross responds to a home fire or other emergency. Every 8 minutes, we're there to provide help and hope. We can't do it without you. Your donation provides food, shelter, and comfort to families affected by disaster. Every dollar you donate means more than you imagine. Fire takes everything from a family. Your donation helps them recover. Please donate today at redcross.org. If you got some spare cash, send it to the American Red Cross. Yeah. Okay, that's the PSA. I don't really have anything else to say about that. Fires are devastating. That, yeah. Okay. Back to music. With the res break, we will play a Virtual Riot track. Virtual Riot has a album called Simulation, and after that album's pretty high success, I would say. He released another album called Simulation something else. I forget what it's called. Simulation. Okay, it's just called Deluxe Version. It has a couple of extra tracks at the end of it, some remixes, and mostly just extra tracks though. And then coming out, God, maybe tomorrow? Was it really the 15th? Oh, it could be in an hour. That would be so exciting. Maybe not. Maybe I have the date wrong. But he's releasing Simulation DLC, which, if you're not aware of, DLC is a gaming term. It means downloadable content, and it is stuff you have to purchase after already buying the game. Some people think it's good, some people think it's not good. I like it because it means more content for the games that I enjoy, and I would love to support the people that worked on them. But anyway, Simulation DLC is coming out, and it's going to be a remix album, which is super fun because remix albums give you kind of like, it's one of the artists that you follow, right? And then all of the other artists that you like taking their take on the song It's super fun. We've had a ton of remix albums that we've played ad nauseum on the show. I think like Crisis Vision was Must Die's project, which has sick art, by the way. I forget the artist's name, but the cover art is so good for that. And the same artist did it for the remix album. The Crisis Vision Redux is the remix album. Goes insane. The Tosoki remix is better than the original of Must Die, and it's really hard to beat Must Die at his own sound. I think Tosoki is like one of the only people who's done it. I love the Tosoki remix of now I'm like a fake fan because I don't know what it's called in this moment. It is called Nerve Damage. Yeah, he remixed Nerve Damage, and then Tynan remixed Choose One, also really fun because the second drop just goes crazy Tynan ADHD mode. It rules. Watching him produce is so funny. Anyway, back to Virtual Riot. His album's coming out, remix album. Mr. Bill is gonna be on it. We played some of his stuff prior. And the album itself already does have quite a bit of like collabs on it. There's some really great stuff with Leah Culver, Lectreek, Danica Nadal, who, if you know her from like Crossroads, which was like the biggest electronic song in like 2013, I think. It's a great album. Definitely recommend checking it out. And the DLC album is going to be really sick. Here is, I thought, a song that I think would be fitting for the show because we're all into the spooky vibes with Rez. This one track is called Exile. And I love the effect on the vocals here. They just sound like they're coming straight from a demon. It is fantastic. And some of the lyrics are so just creepy and eerie. I love it. There's a line that goes something as like swift as the wind and quiet as dark. They're hunting again or something like that. Let's see. Exile Virtual Riot lyrics. Looking it up on the thing. Okay. Everything else is irrelevant except for High Caliber. Yep. It goes, something that moves like the wind, swift as a thought, they are hunting again. And then it goes right into the drop, and it sounds really great. It's a very evil, vibey song, so I figured it would fit. That being said, Virtual Riot is known more for his, like, color bass, slash, like, bringing a lot of flavor into these tracks. So this is definitely a little bit of a different take for him, or, like, a step away from his usual work, I think. That being said, Virtual Riot is a king. Like, he can do anything. Watching him produce is insane. He sees music differently. He sees it like it's all just pieces of a puzzle that fit together. It's crazy. Check it out. He has a ton of videos that are like 10 minutes long where he'll show you how to do like one thing in production. You don't even need to know how production works to know that like what he's doing is like he sees things differently, and it's impressive. It is cool. But anyway, now that I'm done simping for Virtual Riot, I'll just play his music. This is Exile by Virtual Riot and The Kids, who I believe are the vocalists. I also love how it goes from this ethereal vibe straight to the darkness. Check it out. Everything else is irrelevant except High Caliber, blood in the teeth, animal like real power, dog bite, follow the urge to devour. Minutes become days, seconds become hours in the moonlight. Sleep tight, cause we come in your dreams like silence at midnight. Something that moves like the wind, as swift as a thought, they are hunting the devil. We'll be right back. Very fun track. Super cool. I love the like vocal stutter chop like effect. I know I've talked about that a lot on the show, especially in regards to like Fret Again and stuff. But it's done very differently here, I feel like. Like all the other tracks are a lot about kind of raising the pitch of the vocal a little bit and trying to make it sound a little bit more what is the word? Euphoric, that's it. And this is definitely a lot more like, let's make it eerie. Super fun. Great track, and very fun to hear Virtual Riot kind of step out of his like usual zone, which if you aren't familiar, let's see. We could play like a little bit of... Honestly, I kind of just want to play another track. I've been listening to a ton of Virtual Riot recently in anticipation of this album, but we don't have a ton of time left. We have time, honestly. Let's do it. This is Neon Angel by Virtual Riot, Lectreak, and Leah Culver. Leah Culver is the vocalist, but Leah Culver also does do production, so she very well might have done production on this track. I also believe Virtual Riot and Leah Culver are still together, question mark. But Leah Culver did release a song in October that was about breakup, so maybe not. But anyway, very fun track. I think something that's really funny about this track, honestly, is that like you can kind of tell which part Lectreak worked on and which part Virtual Riot did, because Lectreak's like, basically how this song will play, you'll hear it, it rises, there's a drop, and then it kind of rises into a second drop without having a downspell. And that riser almost, it almost comes like straight out of the drop. Like it loses very little energy as it moves to the next drop. And the first drop is just like so obviously Lectreak. Like if you listen to any of his other stuff, it's very like analog almost. Like it's very, I'm trying to think of the right word. It's very like, processed, I guess. I don't know what the right word is. Yeah, but it's a lot of like Reese basses, if you know what those like things are, you know, and they're like drowning, or droning, I mean. And then Virtual Riot's drop comes in and it just hits like super hard. There's tons of things going on in the back. Like there, you can hear like different like frequency bands of the same sound. So he's like scaling it to like different octaves or something. And then that's also changing how fast the effects are being applied to it. So you hear the sound kind of moving at different speeds at the same time. See if you can hear the lower register a little bit. Really cool. And then there's a bunch of other like, you know, ear candy that he adds, which is his like his forte, because all of his music, like a lot of his music is like generated. He builds like machines almost that generate the sounds instead of trying to like orchestrate something. He just lets the program kind of go through with it. Lectreak also has a lot of his like, what is the like, maybe like medieval kind of dark or dark chorus, dark choir kind of vibes. Dark choir, that was hard to say. But anyway, getting into it, pay attention to that first drop, very Lectreak. Second drop, this is Virtual Riot's like signature sound. Sounds great, super fun. Let's get into it. Here is Neon Angel. This is the transition to virtual riots drop. No shame to the dark choir thing and ending with I think there's like a little bit more of Leah Culver singing, but it's basically an outro. We're running out of time. I kind of want to play more stuff, but really fun track there. I hope you kind of heard what I was talking about in Virtual Riot's section of the drop. After the first two measures, he kind of introduces this part that kind of the main sound is panned a lot, so it stutters between your left and right ear like crazy really fast, which makes it kind of sound like it's cutting in and out, but really it's just going back and forth. And then he has the lower register version of it moving a lot slower, and you can almost feel like you can hear the movement going back and forth. Really, really cool. Moving on, we might not have time for the res track, honestly. I want to play a Caravan Palace song. I also want to play this song I found called Dead Inside Shuffle, which just goes crazy. And I might play one more by Teddy Swims. Honestly, maybe we'll start with Teddy Swims. I was grabbing me and a friend of mine up here, Jackson Parcells. We're both going through it a little bit in the heart domain. So we met with... we met after work to get a dinner, chat about our little situations and super fun stuff. And then on the ride home, we were queuing stuff for music. And I queued this song by Teddy Swims called Goodbye's Been Good to You off of his album I've Tried Everything But Therapy Part 1. Which, first of all, Teddy Swims, you're going to have to try a little harder. I'm trying everything plus therapy, plus my dad's, like, energy specialist. I don't know what that was about, but we tried it. We gave it a call. Who knows? But anyway, and he knew... neither of us have heard of Teddy Swims before. Crazy. I don't know. Maybe. I've never heard of him. But his voice? Crazy. Like, so good. But what was funny is I queued this song and he's like, wait, you know Teddy Swims? And I was like, yeah, I found him last week. And he goes, I also found him last week. Because the whole album, as you can imagine, is about like he's maybe tough heart situations. And it was just really funny to be like, oh, okay, yeah, we're both right here, huh? We both know this album that came out September 15th, 2023, and both found it like, what, last week? But it's a really great song. Also, Teddy Swims' voice is crazy. He's got the, like, T-Pain twang with the, like, Sam Smith soul. It's great. So here is Goodbye's Been Good to You by Teddy Swims off of I've Tried Everything But Therapy Part 1. This one goes out to you, Jackson. Hold on. We got this.
Goodbye, my love. You tore me up. I heard you found somebody new. Looks like goodbye's been good to you. Good days I'm on, and I can't move on quite as easy as you do. Looks like goodbye's been good to you. I've been a hurting since you walked out the door. Nothing. things are working like the way it did before. Oh, I cry, oh, I cry, oh, I pray a little to the Lord. Oh, I try, oh, I try, but it only makes me miss you more. You took the dog in the Honda in half my shit. Kinda mad that my mama can sell still friends. I gotta move, so I never gotta see you again. I never see you again, so long. All my money, baby, it wasn't enough. I'm still smiling, cause the funny things I'll get better, like changing weather. And you're gonna miss me like how I miss you right now.
Crazy good track. Love his vocals so much. The track that Jackson had heard was called The Door by Teddy Swims. Also really great track. It's really good. The lyrics are super good too. In The Door, he has a lyric that goes like I said that I would die for you, but I'm done going through pain or something like that. And it's I don't know, not entirely relatable to like my sentiments or anything, but the line goes hard, goes crazy. He has another song called Lose Control. I'm assuming that's the one everyone knows him from, because it has like an infinite amount, 10 times as many listens as the rest of them, at a staggering 400 million about. To take us out, I think I'm going to play Blonde Dynamite. No, we're going to do Dead Inside Shuffle. We'll save the Caravan track for later. This has been Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This will probably be my last song. Found it from Porter Robinson's Cherished Music playlist. Not this song, but a different song, and then looked into the artist. This track, this is depression. This is what it feels like. I love it. It's like, I don't love depression. It sucks so bad. But, everything he's talking about in this song is just so, like, I don't know, it hits. It's captured really well, and he does it with, like, joy and spunk. It's, like, a really groovy track. Look up the lyrics while you're hearing it. He's got so much fun wordplay going on. He's whistling with this hole in me or something he says. Like, dang, that's so cool. Like, I feel hollow, but I'm still, like, doing this whistle, which is just, like, carrying on loosely. It's great. It's super fun. Check out Dead Inside Shuffle. Have a great night. Thanks for listening. Happy spring break to all the students. Catch you later. I'm seeing you.